Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. On September 19, 2005, two British soldiers in wigs and dressed as members of the Shiite Mahdi army fired on Iraqi police, killing one and injuring another. After a car chase, they were arrested and taken into custody. According to Sheikh Hassan al-Zarqani, a spokesman for the Mahdi army, what our police found in their car was very disturbing. Weapons, explosives, and a remote control detonator. But the Brits from the Special Reconnaissance Regiment didn't stay in custody for long. Sources in the Iraqi Interior Ministry said that six Allied tanks were used to smash a wall in police headquarters to rescue the pair. This touched off a riot, causing Iraqis to lob Molotov cocktails at the armored vehicles. You could have heard all about this incident if you scoured the papers, albeit with a heavy pro-British spin. So why do I mention it on a commentary called What They Don't Tell You? Well, first off, most Americans haven't heard about it. Or if they did, the story was overpowered by dissembling and dramatic photos of a flaming soldier jumping from a tank. Rest assured, however, the Iraqis haven't forgotten this story. Many have suspected foreign occupiers of perpetrating quote-unquote insurgent bombings all along. More recently, a somewhat dubious Russian news site, MirrorWorld.ru, reports that a number of Iraqis caught two Americans in Arab dress trying to detonate a car bomb. The Americans were then said to have been whisked away by, quote, Iraqi puppet police, unquote. Given what happened in Basra, does anyone out there still believe that this whole adventure is to give Iraqis their freedom? Some freedom. Freedom to install Western-approved government puppets, but not the sovereignty of incarcerating two men who fire on your elected government's own police force while packing high-tech explosives in their car. Something to think about. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.
To listen to archive editions of What They Don't Tell You, go to radio.indymedia.org or www.radioforall.net.